Today's daf is daf ayin ches. So we got to the last four lines of ayin zayin mebeis. Gemara was talking about mitzri v'lo mitzris and that whether or not that's really a drasha or not. So Gemara says the truth is it's really a machlokas tanoim whether or not we say the mitzris is bechlal the isser or mitzris is excluded from the isser. So there the Gemara says again last four lines tanir banim banim v'lo banis. The pasuk says banim. The entire pasuk reads banim ashe yivaldu lahem dor shlishi yavo lahem bekal Hashem. So dafka banim are bechlal the isser but not banos. The Gemara says divrei. That's all divrei Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Harehu Omer, it says, the Baltic is a banim asher yivaldu lehem dor shlishi akasu talon beleida. Yes, it says son, but the real ikr is on the leida, and as long as they give birth to a son or a daughter, even the daughter will be included in the iser, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda thinks that even banos are included in the iser mitzri. So Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ilav de Amar Rabbi Yehuda hakasu talon beleida. Had Rabbi Yehuda not said this, that's dependent on Leida, in other words, that girls are Bechlal Isser, he holds girls are Bechlal Isser. Had he not said that, we would have an issue with something else that he says, Lo Matza Yodav Viraglav Beis Medrash, we wouldn't have any hands or legs, which means we wouldn't have an ability to understand that which he says. Kevin the Amar, this is another statement of Rabbi Yehuda, Kevin the Amar Mar, Kal Gerim Ikre Kahal. So I'm going to read the line, we'll go through Rashi in a second, Mitzri Sheni B'mayitar. So go back to the Rashi in the end of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis to understand what's going on here. So take it from the top of Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Ilav d'amar Yehuda hakasav talan beleda v'nekevos nami asuris. Had he not said women are also asur as a mitzris, lo matzi yodav v'raglu v'beis medrash kolomer lo haya yachal amar b'dvar. We wouldn't understand what he says, l'gabe this second in. Which is Kevin Damar Mar Kal Gerim Ikre Kal B'sam B'Maseches Kedushim I Isa D'Nekevos Sharin La'Alter. Had we said that the Nekevos of a Mitzris is Mutter immediately Havlu Kal, that means they would be considered part of the Kal, and Asuris Mitzris Rishon Vishnia the Mitzri Rishon Sheni, a female Mitzris couldn't marry a Mitzri, a male Mitzri. Why? Because a male Mitzri is not part of the Kal rather, and a Nekeva Mitzris is part of the Kahal, if we assume that way. How do you ever have a dor shlishi? Because a mitzri sheni is not allowed to marry a mitzri shlishis. So you can never have a mitzri rishon can't marry a mitzri shenis, and therefore you never have a mitzri shlishi. So it must be, therefore, that he holds that a mitzri sheni is a usher, and that's why they can marry a mitzri sheni. And a mitzri sheni, mitzri shnia, are both usher, can marry each other and then produce a mitzri shlishi. That's the understanding. I said, what do you mean? So Dilma, top of Ayin Ches, Dilma, di'i ovid. Maybe it's a bidyavid. Ein echrami lichachila, a mitzri rishon or sheni. Shouldn't marry a mitzri rishona v'shenis because they're usher. But had they got married, had they had a child, ein echrami, that child would have been mutter because of mitzri shlishi. But it went through an iser. It's a bidyavid case. We wouldn't recommend it. So Gemara says, again, di ovid v'nasiv. So had they b'dyavid got married, we would accept the marriage, even though it was usher to marry the mitzri shniya. But in the end of the day, the child would be a mitzri shlishi. Where it says di'i lo kasav kra. The pasuk doesn't talk about b'dyavid cases, not in lichachila cases. The pasuk says we can have a mitzri shlishi. It must be talking about in a way, in an avenue that's mutter, and therefore a mitzri shniya must be usher, not part of the kal, and may lichachila marry a mitzri sheni. So Gemara says, really? We don't talk about bidyavid cases? Hare mamzer di'i v'kasev kra. Mamzer certainly is very bidyavid, where it's an issue with product of arayos, and yet the pasuk mentions it, so clearly we talk about bidyavid cases. Gemara says, di'i li'isura, a bidyavid of an iser, kasev the Torah talks about, di'i le'tero lo kasev. If it's a bidyavid of creating a mamzer who's a dover iser, that the pasuk talks about. But a bidyavid case where it's talking about a davar mutter, a mitzri shlishi to create a mutter person, that the pasuk for whatever reason doesn't describe that case. Whereas it really never describes a bidyavid case. It never describes an iser case where product is mutter, really? Well, what about hare machzer grushaso? Where again, machzer grushaso is where a woman is married to a man. She gets divorced. She marries another man. Her husband dies and she divorces the second husband. Remarries a first husband, which is an iser deraisa machzer grushaso. If they do get married and have a child, that child will be actually mutter. He won't be puzzle. So that's a bidyavid case, yet it's a mutter. The product is a davar heter. So that's mentioned in the Torah. Again, hare machzer grushaso. It's a di'i case. It's a bidyavid case. And yet leheter, the child is mutter, and cuss for the crow. The pasuk mentions it, where it says no. Hasam by machzer grushaso, mishum ikr isurahu de kasver. Really, the focus of the pasuk is that the machzik grusha, so she herself is called a to'eva. Yes, we learn that a child is actually mutter, but that's not the point. That's not the goal of the pasuk. That's something we learn in Mimela. The point of the pasuk saying is that the woman herself is also. Look at Rashi. Rashi says this. Hasam around 8 lines down in Rashi, maybe 10 lines down in Rashi. Actually, read the previous one. Hare machzik grusha, so four lines down. Hare machzik grusha, so says Rashi, mishinitzei shlach, when she marries another man in between. Di'ihu, it's a b'di'evi case, when she marries her first husband, then. The kasev krol lehetera, d'chsev ki so'eva he, she's a so'eva, to'eva, v'darshinan he to'eva, vein baneha to'avim. Her children are not mamzerim, so that's mentioned. So the Gemara says, and Rashi explains, "Hasa mishum ikur isura kasve lashmuinan diihi mia toeva." That she's a terrible, she's a toeva, and we learn from there that children happen to be mutter. But the focus is not to tell me that the children are mutter. The pasuk never talks about a bidyevit case that creates mutter children. That's the understanding. So now the Gemara wants to understand further the pasuk legabe mitzri. Again, the pasuk says by the mitzri, "Banim asher yivaldu lahem dor shlishi yavo lahem bekal Hashem." So the pasuk is analyzing Tanur Banim. The Gemara says, "Im nemar banim lama nemar doros, im nemar doros lama nemar banim." Why does it say both these words? So the Gemara says, "Im nemar banim below nemar doros." Had only said children and not generations. Ha'isi Omer would have thought ben rishon v'sheni aser. If the guy has a first son and a second son, those first not generations, children. The first sons are Aser. Shlishi, his third son would be Mutter, not generations. You would think it's somewhere, his Ruvain, the two Mitzri, Mitzri Rishon, Mitzri Sheni. That, in fact, Mitzri Rishon, Mitzri Rishona. They have a first child, that child's Aser. They have a second child, that child is Aser. The third child is Aser as well. That's what I would have thought had it said, Banim only, Shlishi Mutter, Lechach Namar Doros. We're not talking about how many children one has, how many generations. It's a son and then a grandson. That's what we're referring to. Vim Nomar Doros had said Doros only, below Namar Banim had not said children, Hayisi Omer, it's a strange Havamina of the Gemara. Says, I would have thought, who's Bechlal the Isser of Mitzrim? Only the Osim Ha'omdim Har Sinai, those who stood at Har Sinai, would be Bechlal the Isser. But generations afterwards would not be Bechlal the Isser. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says this, Im Namar Dor Shlishi, Velo Namar Banim, Hayisi Omer, says Rashi, La Osim Yisraelim Ha'omdim Har Sinai, who Omer. Those who stood at Har Sinai, this Isser was said to, that Dor Shlishi Shalachem, their grandchildren, those who stood at Har Sinai, could actually Yavol and Bakal, but your grandchildren of those who stood at Har Sinai can marry Mitzri. But all the later generations can marry even a Mitzri Rishon. That's why it says Banim, referring to the generations of the Mitzri, not the generations of those who stood at Har Sinai. But then the Gemara says, Lachach Nemar Banim. Lahem, what does Lahem mean? To them, Mehem Mana. From where do you count? You count from the original Mitzri when they converted. Now he's a Mitzri Rishon, a Mitzri Shein, Shein, Mitzri Shlishi. You count from them, as opposed to counting from the children as the first generation. No, the father himself is the first generation. Mehemana. Lahem, it says the pasuk Lahem, it says Lahem twice in the pasuk. It says, I'll read the pasuk again. Banim asher yivaldu Lahem, dor shlishi yavo Lahem, b'kal Hashem. What's the second Lahem teaching me? Lahem is halach achar psulun. You go based on he who is pasul. The one who is pasul, that's the din. So what does that mean? So if there's a Yisrael marries a Mitzri, you go based on the Mitzri. If it's a Mitzri who marries a Yisrael, you go based on the Mitzri. It always goes based on the psul. That's his lahem. From them, they're always going to contaminate relationship, whether or not he's the father or the mother. The Mitzri is always going to be pasul and make a pekam. Then the Gemara says, v'itzrich l'michtav lahem, v'itzrich l'michtav asher yivaldu. Why? Because the kasarach mana asher yivaldu, I would have thought maybe count the three generations from the child. The first child should be Dor Rishon. Therefore, Kasa Rachman Alehem. No, you count from the father as the Dor Rishon. The Kasa Rachman Alehem. I would have thought Mitzris Mu'uberes Shinis Gaira Hi Ubna Chad. Had a Mitzris, she's pregnant, and she converts. I would have thought she and her child, they're all considered one generation. They're all considered one unit. Says the pasuk, no, Kasarachman Asher Yivaldu, when the child's born, he's actually considered the second generation. Even though he was converted through his mother, still, once he's born, he's considered Dor Sheni. This is a kula, exactly. Vitzrech lemichtav lahem, hacha, Now we're saying lahem by Mitri. It says the word lo by Mamzer. The pasuk by Mamzer says lo yavo Mamzer bekal Hashem gam dora shiri lo yavo lo lamid vav lo bekal Hashem. What's teaching me lo? What we learn from lo? So Gemara says that gave Mamzer di kals rechmano hacha. How we taught lahem here mishum deba mitipa psula. Maybe only here. The product of a mitzri should be aser because he comes from a tipa psul. He comes from a mitzri. That's why we have these isurim of generations that are possible. Of a mamzer, the bami tipa kshera, where the mamzer, his parents were both individually kosher. They happened to have done an iser, and that iser produced a mamzer. But the parents were had yichas, so maybe the child of a mamzer would not be possible as well. Amalo. That's why they say no. Him as well. The mamzer's children also pass on the psul mamzeris. V'kasrachmana gavi mamzer mishum dein l'roy l'vavakal diolam a mamzer and all his yichas are also forever that passes on forever. So that's why maybe we have a certain chumra that his children have carry on the psul. Avahacha here l'gabe the mitzri emelo because the mitzri eventually after dor shlishi we know that he could marry bakal. Maybe we wouldn't have that same level of astringency. Maybe it wouldn't pass on the psul to the additional mitzrim. K'mashula and tricha, that too, the psul passes on from a mitzri to the next generation. Okay, a little bit of a tricky drasha. So now the Gemara says as follows, halfway down. Amar Rabba bar bar chana amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mitzri sheni, shenasa mitzris rishona. So what's the status of the child? Do you go based on the father and to mitzri shlishi, or based on the mother and to mitzri sheni? So Gemara says, Buna is a shlishi, she's a shlishi, why? Have amak sarabasar diday shadinala. You go based on the father, and since the father was a mitzri sheni, that defines a child as a mitzri shlishi, even though the mother was a mitzri rishona. Asks the Gemara, Mesiv Rav Yosef, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholon mamzerin litayer, you could kasher, you could ta, you could metaher mamzerin, how so? Ketan, mamzer nasa shifcha. Have a mamzer marry shifcha, which is allowed. And the vlad, the product's going to be an evid kanani, go based on the mother. Shichrao, you free the Eved Kanani, he now becomes a Jew, Nimsa ben Chorin. Alma Basar Dida Shadinla. The fact that you have a Mamzer who marries a Shifcha, and the child is considered Eved, must be that we follow the mother, not the father. Gemara says, no, Shiny Hasim over there is different because there's a special Pasuk Lagabe in Eved, that Makraha Isha Vyeladeha Tiela Doneha. So the mother and her children, we see the Pasuk says her children go based on her by Avadim, but not Lagabe other halachas.
So you could have a case according to this that a mitzris, the previous case, that a mitzris Rishona, her son already is part can go into the Kal Israel.
Yeah, the case of a mitzris Sheni. If they yeah, maybe mitzris Sheni.
Nobody mentions. I mean, it's never mentioned anywhere that
we just said a mitzris Sheni, a mitzris Shlishi.
But I'm saying, but the Mishnah that meaning you can have a case where a mitzris woman, her son, that's it becomes.
Yeah, that's it. That's the case here. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, "Meisiv Rava Amar Yehuda Miniman Ger Mitzri Hayali Chaver Mitami Der Bekiva." I had a friend who was a Mitzri. His name was Miniman. Vami told me, "Ani Mitzri Rishon Minasati Mitzri Rishon." I'm a Mitzri Rishon. I'm the first generation Ger, and I'm going to marry a first generation Ger Mitzris. Asi Levni Mitzris Sheni Shni. I'll have my child, who's a second generation Ger Mitzris, have him marry a woman who's a Mitzris Shni, a second generation Ger. And Kadesh Ben Benitz, this way my grandchild could be a Dor Shlishi Mitzri and Roy Lava Bakal. Now, Isak Daita Chabasar Didei Shadin Lev, it's true you follow the father, Afilo Rishonanami, why does his son have to marry a second generation? His son can marry a first generation Mitzris. Of course, Einachanami, you're right. Amalei Yochanan, Latana, Tana Rishona, Einachanami. The Brisa really should have said that the Mitzri Sheini son can marry a Mitzris Rishona daughter. That would have worked as well. So the Gemara then says, Ki Aser of Demon, or Demon came. And he quoted from Rabbi Yochanan a different statement. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni, Shenatza, Nasa, Mitzis Rishona, the Buna is actually Sheni Hava. We follow the mother, not the father. He's only a second generation in this situation. Alma Basar, Ema, Shadinale. And the Gemara now assumes the point being here is there's a connection between the mother and the child that we say that the child is considered Uber Yerach Emo, they're considered attached to the mother. So based on that assumption, the Gemara says as follows. Asks Gemara, Amar Le'abai El Me'ati, if that's really the case, Ella Hada Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says elsewhere, Hifrish Chatas Mu'uberis, you take an animal that has a Mu'uberis, that's pregnant, and you separate it as a Chatas. V'yald, now she gives birth, this cow. You have a cow and a calf. Ratzim is Kaper Ba, Ratzim is Kaper Vlad. You could decide to use either the mother cow or the calf as a Chatas, because you're Makdish both of them. So now, to understand this, if you say Bishma, Uber, Lav, Yerch, Imahu, we don't view the Uber as part of the mother, as a thigh is attached to the mother, rather they're separate entities. This makes sense. I understand why both could be feasible options, because as a klal in general, if I were to take two animals, not a mother and a calf, but two independent animals, havelei kemafrish shtei chatos, I separate two animals for my one chatos, lacharayos, just to have a backup in case. Amarev oshaya, hifrish shtei chatos, lacharayos, miskaper be'achas men, you could choose which one you want to use, vashniya tira, and the other one goes grazes until it gets a bamum. So a makdish a pregnant animal, the same thing, a makdish two separate entities, we don't view the uber as yachimo, rather uber lav yachimo, that all makes sense. However, if you say Iyamas Ubar is Yerech Imoho, Havale Vlad Chatas, that means we view the Vlad as a Vlad of a Chatas, meaning let's say I were to take an animal, a cow, a Maktishit, and then it becomes pregnant after a Maktishit, and then it gives birth, that animal is called a Vlad Chatas, and Vlad Chatas is Lemisa, so it has to be killed. So if that's true, the B'yochan really holds that Ubar is Yerech Imo, it's part of the mother, how could you suggest using the Vlad as a chatas? It's viewed as a vlad chatas, not as a separate entity, as a separate animal. Ishik, he didn't have a response to this. He had no way to respond to this. And Gemara says, no. The truth is, Amulei Dilma Shiny Hasam Dichsev Ashe Yivaldu Akasav Tala Beleda. The understanding of Yochanan says you follow the mother. It's not because we say Uber is Yerech Imo, that the child and mother are attached. That's not the svar at all. Completely different svar. There's a gezeres akasav when it comes to the mitzri, that we follow the mother because it says Tole Beleda, the mother giving birth. That's why. But not because Uber Yerech Imo, Uber Lav Yerech Imo. Don't ask me kashas from other questions of Uber Lav Yerech Imo. It's all based on the Leda, and that's where a gezeres akasav goes based on the mother. If you look at Rashi, Rashi just says Beleda Halach Acharim. It's a special din by a mitzvah. So Gemara then says, Amrlei karkafna. Karkafna, Rashi says, is you're an adam chashuva. Chazitza l'reishach, I saw your head. Beni amude, standing between the pillars of the base medrash. Ki amr b'yochan l'hashmaisa. I saw b'yochan when he said this statement. Taima d'chsev ashe yivaldu. That he says is based on this pasuk. That's the reason. It's a gzeres akasav dafka by the mitzvah and not any other svaros. So Gemara says, however, Haba Alma, Basar Avud, Shadir, must be that this is unique to Mitzri, but everywhere else in the Torah, we always follow the father then. We say, okay, that's really true, we follow the father. Elahada Marava, Nachris, Mu'uberes, Shinisgaira, if you have a woman who's pregnant, and she's Misgaira. And now, Bana, Ein Tzach Tvila. So he doesn't require Tvila, the child. Why not? Am I Ein Tzach Tvila? Why does he not require Tvila? So what's the reason? Why? How come it works for the Tvila that was done to the mother, works for the child as well? If you're going to tell me, Mishum de Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Davar Torah, Rubo, Umakbe Lav Chotetz, Rubo She'ein Umakbe Lav Eino Chotetz, the only time it's a chatzitza is only true when most of the body is covered and you care about it. Here, although most of the body is covered by the mother around the fetus, but they're not makbid on it. Dafka want the mother to protect the child, so you're not makbid, so it's not really chatzitza on a derisa level, so the tefillah actually works for the child. Or says that doesn't work. That's only true. This klal ha'amar Rav Kana going into Amar Beis now. Lo shanu el rubo aval kula chotis. That's only true if most of the body is covered. But when the entire body is covered, completely enveloped in whatever is covering it, even if you're not machmir on it, that certainly serves as a chatzitza. So there's a huge chatzitza between the child and the mother. How could that work? So Gemara says no. Shiny uber dehainu revise. No, that's not because of a chatzitza. Rashi, not a chatzitza. That's how the child is born. That's how the child develops. That's how the child grows. And that's not called a chatzitza by any means. And that's why it works, even though it came from the mother. So now the Gemara says, two lines down, Ayin Chesem and Beis. Yes, Ravina came. Amar B'yochni said, Be'umos halach achar hazachar. Nisgairu halach achar pagum shibashem. We're going to analyze each line. So number one. When it comes to Umos Olam, we always go based on the father. In other words, if you have two nations who intermarry, not Jews, but two non-Jewish nations intermarry, we follow the father to give the status of the child. He's a Kenani, he's a Giladi, whatever he is, based on the father. And the second thing is that when it comes to Nisgayru, if two nations convert, Halach Achar Pagam Shibishnem, you follow the Pagam Bam that they both have. What does that mean? So first, Be'umos Halach Achar Hazachar. You always follow the father in terms of the non-Jewish nation. Kidatani, the Brisa says, Minayin le'echad, there's a din that we can't leave the Kanani alive. We have to kill every Kanani. But let's say the Kanani intermarries with another non-Jewish nation. We wouldn't kill that non-Jew. So what's the din? Minayin le'echad mina'umos, Shibal al Kananis. So now the female is a Kananis, but another nation is a father. Beholid ben, they have a child. She'ata rasha leknosu beevid. You could keep them as an evid. You don't have to kill them because the father's not Kanani. Only the mother's Kananis. She'nemar says in the pasuk v'gam mibnei atoshavim hagar mimachem mehem teknu. You should buy. You should acquire them. You could acquire them only when they come from a Kanani. You have to buy them. But if they're not a Kanani, you're allowed to. Rather, only if they come from a Kanani, you have to kill them. But if they're not a Kanani, you're allowed to keep them. Yachal filu echam na Kananim. Even if the male, let's say the father's a Kanani. One might have thought as well, Sheba alachas mina umos, v'holi ben shata rasha leknos v'evid. If the father's a Kanani and the mother's another nation, one might think you could also keep them as an evid. Tamalomer, no, only asher holidu b'artachem, only those who were born mina noldu b'artachem, lo mina garim b'artachem, only those who were born into the land may you keep as avadim. But those who live there, meaning the original Kananim, those you cannot keep as evid, you must kill them. So that's the first statement, Rabbi Yochanan, that b'umos, you always follow the father, he's going to define the status, the nationality of the son. So then the Gemara says, what's the next statement of Rabbi Yochanan? Nisgairu halach achar pogam shebishneim. If they convert two nations, you follow the pogam amongst both of them. So we have to find the case where the pogam is equal to both of them, at least the category of the pogam. What does that mean? B'mai, what's the case here? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, b'mitzri shenasa amonis. B'mitzri marries an amonis, my pogam shebishneim. What, there's no pogam. They don't both share pogam because we have the din, is be amon evlo amonis. Amonis has no pogam at all. We have to find a situation where both parents, although they're converted, they're still carrying a pogam. So it can't be a mitzri with amonis. Amonis isn't pogam at all. Amonis is completely tahor. So what's the case? Must be Ella ba'amoni, where we know that amoni men have a pogam, and shenasa mitzris, and the female mitzris has a pogam. So now these two pogam come together. Izachar havis. And now if there's a male, there's a son that's born to him, shad yabasar amoni, go based on the father, who is an amoni, and the son would be pasul still. In a cave, if it's a female, if it's a daughter, havi shad yabasar mitzris, you go based on the mother, who's a mitzris. And that would be an example, you go based on the pogam that they both have, either the male like the amoni, or the mitzris, the female like the mitzris. Okay. New mission. The mission tells us the following. It says, Mamzer v'nissin im asurim v'asurim na'isr olam. A mamzer nissin or asur, and the isr lasts forever. Echad zacharim echad b'nikevus, whether it's in the male or the female, they're all asur forever. Rashi tells us what's a nissin. Says, Rashi nissinim givonim shinizgaru b'arama b'mei Yeshua. Those who tricked Yeshua, they pretended they were from a different nation, and they were converted, they tricked him to accepting them. They ended up becoming the water carriers and the wood choppers, those were the Nesinim. So both Mamzerim and Nesinim are Aser forever. So Gemara says, Amri Shlakish, Rishlakish pulls the brakes on this a bit, he says, Amri Shlakish Mamzeris La'achar Asaradoros Mutaris, however. He says, no. It only lasts until 10 generations. Then the cave of the female of a mamzer is actually mutter after 10 generations. And this is the chiddush of Reish Lakish. We'll see why in just a second. How does he know this? Yalef asiri, asiri me'amoni umoavi. So we have the din. It says the pasuk by mamzer first. No, actually first, amoni. Lo yavo amoni umoavi b'kal shem gam dor asiri lo yavo lehem b'kal shem ad olam. It says by the mamzer, lo yavo mamzer b'kal shem gam dor asiri lo yavo lo b'kal shem. So you have a gzer shava of asiri asiri. So what's the gzer shava teaching me? Mala hala nekevus mutar, just like over there by Amoni Moavi, the females are permitted. So the gzer shava afka nekevus mutar. So too by the mamzer, the mamzer is permitted as well. But wait a second. E mala hala miyad afka miyad. If it's true by the Amonis and Moavis, the nekevus mutar, the first generation, so shouldn't Reish Lakish say first generation should be mutar as well by mamzeres? Or is it no? Kia honey gzer shava masir ve'elach. Gzer shava still telling me that we only allow it to be for the Dor Asiri. When we take the gzer shava and nekevus mutar from Amoni and Moavi, when we plug it back into Amamzeres, we still have to have at least the threshold of 10 generations until we allow it to apply. So Gemara says, don't we have the din in our Mishnah that tells us Mamzerim unesinim asurim v'isurim isur olam? The Mamzer is also forever. Echad zacharim echad nekevus. Even the nekevus is also forever. With Lokasha, ha kaman damar dun minei uminei? Ha kaman damar dun minei? The question is, when we take the din, do we pull a din from everything, from the details of the mamzer, from the amoni ma'amavi, or do we apply the din, we adjust it to the context? So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, like eight lines up, don't mine v'oki ba'asre, says Rashi, l'may de tachrinan gamrinan, may de lo tachrinan makminan ba'asre, that which we need to extract, we take out, that which we don't. So the Reish Lakish says, we take from the case of the mamzer, that in the case of Amoni, that in the case was mutter. But then we plug it back into the mamzer that says only Dor Asiri, that therefore we're able to have this kind of hybrid of a Nekeva plus a Dor Asiri. That's the, but our Mishnah holds that no, either take the Gzer Shavah, you don't take the Gzer Shavah. Either take the Nekeva's Aser Mutter Miyad, or you don't. You can't have some split of a Okimine, Voke Basre. Okimine means you take it from there and you plug it back in this place. No, either take everything or take nothing. And since the Bayamoni, it's a Nekeva's Mutter Miyad, you can't plug that back into Mamzer. Therefore, we don't accept the Gzer Shavah from the Amoni. And we say, like our Mishnah, that Isser Olam, even Echad Zacharim, Echad Nekevas. Gemara now says, Shalu es Rabbi Eliezer Mamzeris la'achar asar dar mah. What's the din of a Mamzeris after 10 generations? Do we paskin like Reish Lakish, or we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? Do we paskin that she's mutter, or do we paskin she's asar forever? So he has an interesting response. He says, Amar lehem, mi tein le li dor shlishi v'aterenu. So will they ever live to 3 years, a Mamzer, to become a mutter even? Because of her Mamzer lo chai, he thinks a Mamzer won't live. A Mamzer will die. Won't live. So what's the shaila? Whatever happened, you have a dor asiri to have a mamzer. Gemara says, what do you mean? So we say the Mishnah talks about Isser Olam. So obviously it can live for Isser Olam. It can last for many generations. Amar Rebbe Zera. Lididimi Farshli was explained to me as follows. Minei, dear Yehuda, the Yadea, if everybody knows who the mamzer is, chai, they can live. If they don't know, he won't live. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a mamzer to walk around unknown and marry into a good yichas family and create more mamzer. So if nobody knows about that mamzer, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to die. So he doesn't mix him up. If everybody knows about him and they know to stay away, then he can live. And as long as he marries those who are mutter, he'll produce many generations of mamzer. If they, some people know, some people don't know, somewhere in the middle, some hybrid, then atzlas adari chai, he'll live for 3 generations, tfei lo chai, but more than that, such a confusing family won't live beyond 3 generations. Gemara says, ahu dahavya bishvavuse de Rebbe Ami. There's a particular mamzer who lived in the neighborhood of Rebbe Ami. Achaz Allah de mamzer hava. He made an announcement that this guy's a mamzer, habibach, he cried, v'azil, amrlai chai nasadizach, I gave you life. I mean, by me publicizing that you're a mamzer, I did you a tova. Because if people didn't know you were a mamzer, then you would have died early. But now that everybody knows to stay away from you, I just granted you a lease on life, so you should thank me for that. So now the Gemara says, by the case of David and in the scene, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chana bar Ada, Nesinim, David Gazer Alem, he was Gozer. Shenem Mar says, Vayikra HaMelech LeGivonim, Vayomar Alem, he said to them, HaGivonim Lo Mibnei Yisrael, Hema, you're not from among us, and therefore, you're in a separate category. You're like Mamzer. That was his Gzera. So my time of Gazer lie. Why did he make a Gzera? The Chsiv, he said, Mahi Rabin, Bimei David Shalashanam. There's a terrible famine for 3 years. Shana Acha, Shana year after year. Shana Rishon, the first year when there was a famine. Amar, he said, Lahem, Shema Ovde of the Avodas Chacham Yishma. Maybe there's Avodazar amongst us. That's why we have this famine. The Chsiv, Vavatem Elhim Achem Vishachavisam Lahem. Vatas Shemaim Lahimatar. It says, there's no rain because of Avodazar. He did some research, bitku, batku, lamatsu, they didn't find. Okay? Shni, the second year, he couldn't figure out what's going on. He did more research, he said, Amr, maybe Shema Ovri Averi Yishpecha, maybe there are those who are involved in Averus. And Dichsiv Vaimanu Revivim, the rain's gonna stop. Umalkash, the rain of different parts of the season, Lahaya, Umeitach Isha Zona Hayalach because of Znus. Maybe that's why. Batku, lamatsu, he didn't find any types of Znus taking place during the second year. By the Shlish, by the third year of the famine, Amar Lam David said to Klai Yisrael, Shema Poskit Staka, Beravim Yesh Bechem Vein, know some paper. People were saying, I'm giving money to in the public, I'm giving money, but they don't actually follow through. What's a din? Dechsev Nisim Veruach, those clouds that carry the water, Vegeshim Ayin, there's not going to be any rain. Why? Because Ish Mesal Bemesa Sheker, those who lie, those who give pledges and they don't follow through, that's going to be a terrible cause of no rain. But Kulamatsu, he didn't find anybody like this. There's no Znus, no Vodazara, and no post Kitzak Barabim Vein Lehem, Vinein Nosim. So what was the reason? So David threw his arms up, he didn't know what to do. Amr, he says, Ain David Tali Elabi, must be all me, up to me, I need to figure out what's going on here. So what'd he do? Miyad Vaivakesh David is Pnei Hashem, he sought out Hashem, and Mahi, what does that mean? Amr, Yishlakesh Shashal Bumratumim, he asked the Umratumim. Why, what's the reason why we have no rain? My Masha, how do you know when he says Vaivakesh David is Pnei Hashem, he's referring to Umratumim? It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya Pnei Pnei, Ksiv Hacha Vayivakesh Davis Pnei Hashem, Uksiv Hasan Vishala B'Mishpat Ha'urim Lufnei Hashem, the base of Gzer Shava, it was a tip that David was asking the Urim Ratumim. So what did the Urim Ratumim say back? What was the response? So it said as follows, Vayom Hashem, El Shaul Vel Beis Hadamim Al Shehemis Es HaGivonim. So what do these phrases mean? El Shol, Lagabe El Shol means lo nispar kalacha, that you didn't give the proper eulogy to Shol. That's one reason why you're being punished. Ve'al beis hadamim al asher hemis es hagivonim, and that which he killed the givonim, v'chiheichal matzinum b'shol shehemis hagivonim. Where do you find that Shol killed the givonim? He didn't kill the givonim at all. What does that mean? El mitoch sheharag Nov i'ha givonim. Since Shol wiped out the city of Nov, which was the city of Kohanim, and the purpose of Nov was sheyu maspik in lehem maim mazon, they actually gave water and food to the givonim. It was mad ala lava cause of ki'il hargan, as if you killed them. Because since you killed their source, the supply, it's ke'ilu, you killed the gavonim themselves. So that was the response. That's why they didn't have any rain. So Gemara says, Katava, Kadosh Baruch Hu was upset. He was being tovei them, El Shol, Shalol, no, Nisbe Kalacha, that they didn't give proper cover to Shol. But at the same time, Katavad, Al Asher Himis HaGavonim, Gavonim, now he's got tying on Shol. I mean, on one hand, we're saying, Shol was a great tzaddik, why didn't you give him a good hesped? Then he says, Shol was a terrible person, he killed the Gavonim. Are we trying to praise Shol, or are we trying to denigrate him? What are we trying to do? Well, it says, you're right, Echanami, the Pasuk says, Damar Rish Lakish, Mai Dichse, what does it say in the Pasuk? Bakshu es Hashem kol anvi eretz, Asher Mishpatu Paalo. What does that mean? Ba'Asher Mishpatu Sham Paalo. From his judgment, from where you see a person doing something wrong, the mishpat, we also see some of his great actions, meaning we don't want to put a person in the corner. Shol did some great things, he did some terrible things. So he was talking about both the elements of how he wasn't eulogized properly, but also how he did some of the wrong things as well. So what was the response? Why did David, in fact, what did he do? So Amr David said, Shol nafkalei shavu treasar yarchei shasa, there's 12 months, v'lo darka l'mispeit, and we didn't give the proper kavod. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, treasar yarchei shasa, Lav Dafka really wasn't 12 months. The Hakar of Lotasin Shanim Hava was actually close to 30 years. Sharei Sof Shnasim Shadavar Haya was the end of David's life. Elofishen Derech Kavu Lispod Achay Yubetz Cholish Achay Shish Kavu Tanchumim Almeis. It's inappropriate at that point to give any more Tanchumim, and therefore they were punished based on this. But in the end, there's nothing we could do about it. We were stuck. We did something wrong. But at this point, it's way too late to give a Hesped. So we have to just kind of wait it out until the famine ends. Okay, and we'll stop here. Everybody, have a wonderful day.